Final round of the Coach's Insight programs here this week on Care 93.7. Brandon Tamman with you, and we're on to Jefferson County North, continuing on with JCN, and we're joined now by boys basketball coach, that is Corey Knoll, presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Chargers wrapping up the regular season Tuesday night with a win at home over ACCHS 34-31, finishing the regular season a record of 13-7, 11-5 in league play. Coach, specifically Tuesday against ACCHS, how nice was it to end the season on a high note like that?
Yeah, you know, it's always nice to get a win, and especially, you know, ACCHS is a good team. And you kind of look through our league, and we really wanted that one, too, just because, you know, all the teams in our league, the ones we lost to, we split with them. So, you know, we play everybody twice, so it was nice to get a win so we can say, you know, we've gotten a win over everyone in our league. But, you know, ACCHS is a good team, and it was nice to end the season on a win for sure.
Well, 13-7, let's talk about the season as a whole before we dive into Substate. I mean, from where you guys began, you know, late November, early December, to where we are now, what's kind of the biggest difference between then and now with your team? You know, who has showed out this season? Who stepped up maybe when you didn't think someone was going to step up? Maybe a few players that caught your eye from the jump who maybe the expectations weren't there. Just kind of give us a general sense from that perspective, just kind of how things dissected throughout the course of the year.
Yeah, you know, it's been a long year, and I can point to a number of different people, certain times during the year. You know, look back back in December, we started the year off 1-3, you know, not the best way to start, but I really enjoy coaching this group because they didn't get down on themselves. And, you know, talk about personnel wise, I think it starts with Blake Fowler, who's our only senior. And he's been kind of a leader in this group for a long time. And I think he's a lot of the reason why these guys kind of believe that, you know, they're in any game when, you know, whatever happens. And that goes along with the season as well. You know, we started off with one win and three losses headed into winter break. So be able to kind of climb out of that a little bit takes a lot of leadership. And I think it starts with him. But then, you know, looking at other personnel, we pretty much have a 7-man rotation. And I think all 7 guys contribute pretty equally to that regard. You know, you look at Carson McAfee as been our leading scorer this year and then kind of our point guard. And he gets a lot of stuff going on the offensive end. You look at Ethan Knoll, kind of an undersized post, but he's been scoring a lot for us lately, especially against some of the zone we've been seeing. And then Grady Knoll and Connor Kearns, kind of our defensive specialists in that regard. I think they, you know, we rely heavily on our defense in a lot of these games, and those two bring a lot of intensity and energy on the defensive end that really keep us in a lot of games and bring some energy. And then, you know, some of our other guys, and Andy Baker is a sophomore post off the bench who gives some size that we don't have in rebounding and some inside presence. And then lastly, Calvin Manville has been a good offensive threat for us. He's kind of a taller, lanky guard. I think he's a hard matchup for some guys. Just he got some size on the outside, but he is quick and get to the rim too. So we've had a 7-man rotation kind of all year, and I think all 7 guys have really kind of bought in and contributed to what we've done this year. So you know, it's been a long year. It's been a good year. And like I said, we finished off number one Substate, which you told me that before the season started, I'd be pretty excited about it.
Yeah, number one in Substate. It's a very balanced Substate. We've talked about it here in the last few weeks, how it could just be a scenario where who gets hot at the right time. And, you know, Horton's hosting, and you guys earning that top seed. You'll get the 8-seed Republic County on Monday night. You'll host that game at 6:00. We'll talk about it a little bit more specifically momentarily, but just to win 3 games all next week, get yourself a chance to the state tournaments. What do you have to do? What needs to be done? And specifically, kind of the team as a whole, what do you guys have to do to succeed and get those 3 wins to move on?
Yeah, I think the big kind of glaring thing at this point is offensively. You know, we've been winning some games, but they've all been very low scoring, which is good. You know, it's great you can rely on your defense for some of that, but at some point, you know, you got to score points. And so offensively, we got to get something going offensively in that regard, because to win 3 games, you know, you got to win them in all different ways. And it's always nice to have the defensive backbone to kind of keep your team in games. But at some point, you know, you got to start scoring some more points. Even our game against ACCHS, we only scored 34, which a lot of times is not going to win you many basketball games. But, you know, we got to find that balance and be able to play both.
Finally, Coach, Republic County will be the first-round game Monday night. You'll host at 6:00, a 3-17 club. How much do you know about them to this point, expectations and challenges for that first-round game?
Yeah, I've watched a little film on them starting this morning, and you know, they're 3-17, but you know, they play a lot of bigger schools out west, sort of, I guess, I shouldn't say west, but west of here. And they got some players. They got a little size. One of their guards, he's kind of a bigger guard, but he does a good job getting to the rim and finishing at the rim. And they play a lot of man defense. We've been seeing a lot of zone lately, so we got to kind of adjust. And at some point, you know, I don't know what their game plan is going to be, but we got to prep for both. So I think it'll be a good challenge for our guys, and hopefully get Sub-State started off on the right foot.
Jefferson County North boys basketball coach Corey Knoll, appreciate the time all year and a good season for the Chargers, but still more to be ahead as Sub-State starts next week. JC in the one seed, they'll host Republic County Monday night, 6 o'clock. Again, the semifinals and championship will be Thursday and Saturday at Horton next week for Sub-State. Again, coach, appreciate it very much. Good luck on Monday night, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate your coverage this year.